Here's what you missed on the All Financial Hour with Steve All. Everyone wants to know how much they need to save to retire. And of course, opinions are all over the place. And one of your favorite people on the planet, of course, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he has this to say on a recent podcast.
You have to get to a place where you have $5 million in the bank because you can survive the rest of your life no matter what happens, and your family. You can take care of a lot of people making 6 or 7% of $5 million. When you make that, you have to set that aside and you don't risk it. Then after that, you can start to take risk capital and put it to work.
What? $5 million to retire, Steve? Come on.
I like Kevin, and as I, you know, Kevin should be a politician, because remember when politicians used to do budgets in millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Now they talk about trillions of dollars for a while, and now it's, we're only going to spend $86 billion. And as I said, retirement is a lifestyle, not a destination. So everybody out there is different. So I think the plans that we should do for people should fit the individual. Not vice versa, not save $5 million and then think about planning. Where are we at currently? And that's what I think when we start to look at a plan, the biggest thing that we have to look at is income planning. Because as Mel puts it, the most important thing when you get to retirement, there are only three things: income, income, and income. Mm-hmm. Because that's really what it's about. How am I going to replace the paycheck? I've got a lifestyle that I enjoy living. How am I going to continue that? And so we look at income planning is the biggest part for most people. That's the biggest question that we have. How are you going to replace my paycheck? There are different ways to do it. The 4% rule. We could set up a bond and dividend paying portfolio. We could take a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider and turn on an income that's guaranteed for you and your spouse's life. So there are different ways to create that income. Then what about taxes? Taxes, I think reducing or eliminating taxes is the most important thing that you could ever do for your retirement. Because we look at it, and we used to do seminars that we'd ask, are taxes going to be higher or lower in the future? We had to talk about it for a while. I don't have to talk about it for very long anymore. Almost everybody thinks that taxes are going to be higher. Well, if taxes are going to be in the higher in the future, should we not look at tax strategies now? And I'm going to sit here and say, if you have $500,000 or more in invested assets, give us a call. Ask for the tax plan. And a lot of people say, Steve, why do you put that on there? I said, because these philosophies and the strategies that we use work better for people that have $500,000 or more when we're talking about tax planning. That's the important part that we look at. Having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks is going to subject you to tax rate risk in the future. Because everybody believes taxes are going to be going up. What do I mean, too much money? If you got between $250,000, $750,000, you have an extra large IRA and 401k, you might spend those assets down. $750,000 to $1.5 million, double X, you are probably going to pass a tax time bomb on. And if you're a triple X, $1.5 or more, we need to sit and talk about how you could possibly reduce the tax burden that you're going to pass to your kids. Give us a call now. Ask for the tax analysis because, like I said, reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing that you can do for your retirement.
For more information and to sit down with Steve one-on-one, simply call today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824.
Investment advisory products and services made available through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. All Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. This radio show is a paid placement.